Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback. We highlight stories that open the back doors of history. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Grandmother doesn't lie. It was kept as a family secret for 100 years. Elder Oswald McKay from Sioux Valley Dakota Nation addressed a gathering of history enthusiasts in Deloraine this past March. He spoke of a great victory by Dakota Nations over the USA Cavalry at Little Bighorn in 1876. That was the battle in which Lieutenant Colonel George Custer died, along with his entire 7th Cavalry. Much history has been written about that day, but Elder McKay spoke about his family's unwritten history, their oral history, regarding that battle, the story his grandmother told him. Lieutenant Colonel Custer underestimated how battle-ready the Lakota Dakota Nations were that summer. 8 years earlier, USA signed the Fort Laramie Treaty with Dakota Nations, but then repeatedly broke the treaty by moving settlers onto Dakota territory. The Dakota were frustrated and angry. Chief Sitting Bull's council called up their warriors in 76, along with those of their Cheyenne allies. Warriors converged from across the Great Plains to defend ownership of their land. One Cheyenne scout came to Canada to recruit Elder McKay's great-grandfather, named Wakpa Iuega, meaning crossing the river. Inviting him to join the Dakota resistance, the scout was a blood brother of Wakpa. Together they went south to join Sitting Bull. George Custer was foolhardy that fateful day. His soldiers were greatly outnumbered, and yet they advanced without backup. The battle began with bows and arrows on the Dakota side, but as soldiers fell, more guns became available. When the battle was clearly lost, Custer hid behind his two horses, desperately pointing his empty revolver. As the McKay family tells it, Wakpa and his brother saw the soldier with his two magnificent horses. They advanced as soldiers and warriors do. Only after the soldier fell did they realize it was Custer's life that had been taken. The battle site is now a national park, and Custer is buried where Wakpa saw him fall. Wakpa took hold of the horse's reins and returned to Canada with them. There was great concern, though, both from his family and Sitting Bull himself. They didn't want Wakpa to be linked to the shooting of Custer. They feared Canadian authorities, but they feared American authorities even more. Wakpa was convinced to take the evidence, Custer's horses, that is, away to be traded. Elder McKay says their family hoped the horses eventually got to George Custer's grieving wife. The lingering fear of retribution, though, was not so easily removed. For more than a century, the family avoided having this story written down. It remained alive in their family's oral history. It's of interest to this story, and to us as Turtle Islanders, that the Supreme Court of Canada in 1997 decided on the legal standing of oral history. Indigenous oral history was used in that year as evidence in a land claim to prove that land being clear-cut by a logging company was actually owned by the Indigenous claimants. The Supreme Court agreed and further said that from now on in Canada, oral history is to be on equal footing with written history. Like Elder McKay says, his grandmother didn't lie. Grandma Doesn't Lie was inspired by Elder Oswald McKay's presentation and on an interview of Elder McKay by Leona DeVust. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association by visiting our website, vantagepoints.ca. All stories in this radio series can be found on Discover Westman's community page. See you later.